Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, the story today is an upper-level disturbance still lingering over the area. It's the same one that brought the scattered showers and storms yesterday. Pretty scattered. They really didn't get going real strongly across most of our local area, although we did have a tree down in the Yulee area from an afternoon storm, and we did have some wind gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour with brief downpours. At Action News Jax, we had about a third of an inch of rain in 5 minutes or so in the afternoon. So locally heavy downpours, but no severe weather to speak of. And then today, what's left of that upper-level disturbance will still be kind of hanging around. It's a cool pool aloft, cooler air in the upper levels of the atmosphere, and it makes it rather unstable when the temperatures start to warm, which won't take long today. We'll be into the 70s by noon and close to 80 degrees by 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we should see a few showers developing, and a few of those showers may get tall enough and strong enough to produce a little bit of thunder and lightning and a brief downpour. Pretty low coverage, less than half the area today, but something to consider with your outdoor activities through the day. Temperature's not quite as warm as they've been, and really about where we ought to be, in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Then down into the low 60s tonight. Tomorrow, again, just unstable enough for an isolated shower, but it looks to even be more isolated than what we're going to see today, so less than a quarter of the area getting any rain, in the low 80s, and that's the last quote-unquote cool day of the next five, if you want to call tomorrow's 82 cool, because it is going to get hot and humid, near record heat by the weekend, with feel-like temperatures in the 90s. It is going to be hot in the mid to upper 80s Friday, upper 80s Saturday, and around 90 on Sunday. Little in the way of any well-organized or widespread rainfall. There may be an isolated afternoon thunderstorm that tries to go on the sea breeze each day, but it would be very isolated until a cold front knifes into the area Sunday night with some showers and thunderstorms. In fact, it could be quite active overnight Sunday, even though the front's coming through at night after sunset and not during the hottest part of the day. It looks to be a fairly vigorous weather system, and it is something to keep an eye on for Sunday night with a little bit of heavy weather after sunset and before sunrise on Monday. We'll, of course, continue to update you as we go through this week, but in the meantime, it's the hot temperatures that will steal the headlines for the local area Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's all out ahead of a big storm system. There's actually two of them. One that's producing a blizzard over the next couple of days over the Plain States into the upper Midwest. From Denver, Colorado to Minneapolis, Minnesota, it is going to be quite a spring snowstorm. Could be a record breaker in spots with snow measured in feet along with high winds. And then that system will lift on out into Canada, way to our north and west. It really has no impact on our local weather other than to kind of pump up the upper level ridge over us, which is what heats us up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then another pretty strong disturbance will drop more south into the southern U.S. over the weekend and could trigger a severe weather outbreak. And then that's the one that drags the cold front across our area Sunday night with some thunderstorms, and then would be followed by somewhat at least cooler and less humid air for the early part of next week. In the Burrish blog, by the way, I'm also posting today, 1 month from today on May 10th, the Hurricane Awareness Tour by NOAA will be making a stop not too far away from home, Brunswick, Georgia, at the Brunswick Airport, the Golden Isles Airport. Ought to be a wonderful day. We had them most recently in St. Augustine a few years ago, the Hurricane Hunters. You get to talk to the pilots. You get to talk to meteorologists from the National Weather Service. We'll be there, parts of the First Alert Weather Team. Again, mark your calendars. It's on Friday, May 10th, 1 month from today. More in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.